Amen. Well, welcome everyone to the Dynamic Prayer Network. Today is Tuesday, October 11th, 2016. And tonight is our special night of declaring the Word of God on Tuesdays. And we just want to welcome everyone tonight as you're joining in today. Do we have anybody who's online for the first time today?
Yes, Audrey. Me.
Hi, Audrey.
Hi, how are you?
Well, welcome. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Europe, Switzerland.
Oh, wonderful. Welcome. Where in Switzerland? I have a cousin that lives in Bern, I believe it is.
I live in Bern.
Oh, then that's where he lives. Oh, how nice. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Okay.
So exciting. Thank you for coming on. Wonderful. Is there anybody else that's joining us for the first time? Okay. Well, we're excited that we have Audrey on tonight. And I love how God is bringing so many people from different countries and different areas. And how, regardless of where we're at geographically, that we're all together in one spirit. So I love that that's what we can do on this network. So, well, tonight we're going to go ahead and I'm going to be introducing Desiree. As she's going to come into a time of a Bible study tonight before we pray. Desiree, are you here?
Yes, thank you so much, Gina, and welcome everyone. It's an honor to be here. The Dynamic Prayer Network has gone through many changes. However, recently the Holy Spirit directed Martio that it is very important that everyone be on the same page as far as unity in prayer and getting on board with the vision. And so for four lessons are going to be taught on prayer on Tuesdays and another four on intercession. And it is very important to get the foundation of prayer because any ministry, as I am going to speak about tonight, needs a foundation of prayer to get started. So I'm really excited about what he's doing. And this, again, is to get you set. It's to get you layered in the foundation. And so we're excited about that. Now, the classes are four classes, and the classes are $5 a piece each. And if I can, the first class is complimentary, but the other classes will be a charge of $5, the cost of less than a Starbucks coffee. So I'm really excited about that. Is everyone here registered for the classes? An email was sent out. So you should really check your emails and just really look at it. So the classes are a total of $15 for the classes, for the training on prayer, and the same thing for intercession, a total of $15, $5 per class. So you want to go ahead and get signed up because to actually pray on this network, we're asking that everyone take the class. It's mandatory, and so that we're all on the same page. So again, I said this class, the first classes are free, but after this, we're going to be requesting a donation, but it's not even really a donation, a fee of $5 per class. Like I said, it's just a cup of coffee. Amen. But anyway, let me just get started. I am just excited to see what's going to be happening because the Lord said train, 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 and equip. So the purpose of the prayer team classes are to unify all participants on the network. Not everyone understands our vision and our commitment to serve you in equipping and training, and the prayer format we use to pray in our prayer team. So we will continue to teach prayer team classes on prayer and intercession on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I just want to lay a foundation of our vision tonight and why we use the format. So Audrey, I know you're new. There are a bunch of us that are have been on a little bit longer. So we've been hearing the format. So the first thing I'm going to be, if you would take a paper and a pencil out, that would be really good. You're going to need it later on anyway for praying in the prayer team. You're going to need to write down some things. So if you can just get just equipped for a little bit with a paper and a pen, that would be awesome. The first thing I'm going to be talking about, understanding the MSM, the DPN vision, Martiel Swanko Ministries and the Dynamic Prayer Network. Amen. The vision is a team effort, meaning T-E-A-M. Team for T for training, E for equipping, and mobilizing. So it's just an acronym for team, for training, equipping, and mobilizing warriors. We believe in targeted intercessory prayers, decreeing God's declaration and decree over each person's calling. And this is how this is part of the vision. We're called to equip and train people and to lay a foundation of prayer. The goal is, you see, is to commission leaders that will operate in partnership with this ministry as part of the wheel, sort of a wheel within a wheel, interconnected, sowing into future leaders and sustaining the development of the network. So that, in essence, is the goal, and the vision is in training, equipping, and mobilizing warriors. And so if you're here, you're called to be a warrior. We thank the Lord because this ministry attracts like-minded people. The equipping is done through our Dynamic School of Ministry, where four levels of college-credited courses are taught in a workshop forum via phone call and webinar. So the first thing is our Dynamic School of Ministry. And when you come on, you'll see in our training center a little bit later that there will be ministers out of our school that will be participating and giving words of encouragement to those that are have signed up and made a reservation to do that. So that's the school. Then also we have manuals that are part of that curriculum. It is a school that is actually that gives credit, college credit courses. So that is a huge part of the equipping of this ministry. Now, another portion is the training. How do we get trained here on this network? Now, all the ministers that come through the school actually get their training right here on this prayer network. So this prayer call, this prayer line that you're hearing right now is a training ground. It is actually what we call a boot camp. Not many places you can go to school, you get your degree, and you get all your training, but where do you get to practice? You may want to law, you may practice in the court, but here on in this network, the prayer line is the place of practice. And the MIT students, the students that come out of the classes, actually give prophetic words of encouragement. They practice how to hear the voice of the Lord right here. Prayer is actually practice, and it's a lot of training right here in this network. So if I can just submit again and review, the school, the Dynamic School of a Supernatural Ministry is the equipping center, and the prayer line is the training center. So you've got those two legs going on, and that is how we equip people that are coming on the prayer line. And so we're happy to just recap all of this for you. So tonight, between 10 p.m. and 10:30 p.m., the training center on the network, we will have the ministers giving prophetic words of encouragement and to the partners. So partners, those that have said and called the office that they would like to get a personal ministry, those are the ones that will be in the training center. Now, I just want to speak now about the vision for prayer. It is part of the Equipping Warriors with Prayer Shield. Many ministries, there's no ministry that is birthed without prayer as a foundation. There's a reason for it. If you have a ministry birth, the people start churches and churches fall, churches close, you need a foundation of prayer just because the enemy comes against you. So there we go, the attack of the enemy. The Holy Spirit revealed, just let me give you a background on that. The Holy Spirit revealed to Martiel that in order to see a significant growth in her spiritual life as well as fulfill her destiny, she must have more dedicated prayer. And she knew that other people needed that. This is how this network, this training area actually came into fruition. One would need a team of believers to come in agreement with the prayers to enhance the power and bring results. And so this is how the network got started on prayer. So you will go nowhere in your ministry unless you've got people behind you, people praying for you, and the bigger the team praying for you, the more successful you will be. Amen. Now, the next thing I will talk about is the five focus points of prayer. This is how it is done. Through the praying of the five focus prayer, and I'm going to tell you what they are. We're going to be praying for protection, finances and business, health, friends and family, and personal ministry. This is the strategy, a protective shield, our weapon against the enemy. This is how the Lord showed Martiel. We have seen fantastic results, breakthroughs for jobs, spiritual growth, restoration of family and healings, praying these five areas of focus. And the reason being that the five areas of focus? The five areas of focus are a proclamation and a decree. We decree the word of God over each person in the prayer circle. This is what we do each night. The proclamation and the decree of the word of God as a shield around each minister. In Job 22:28, it says, "You will also decree a thing, and it will be established for you, and light will shine on your ways." So it is important to decree the word, because the word of God is powerful, and it acts as a protection around the person. And so God is faithful. The angels obey the voice and the words of the Lord, and the Lord is also reminded of his word. He said, "Remind me of my word, and it will be done." So it just goes hand in hand around each minister and ministry. It is also a concerted effort as we pray in unity. In multiplicity, the Lord showed Martiel, one person is not enough praying for themselves. The scripture says in Matthew 18:20, "For where two or three gather together in my name, there I am with them." People praying for you. It is powerful. One can put a thousand to flight, the scripture says, but two, 10,000. But imagine this, if 100 people praying for you, imagine 100 people praying for you. It pushes you forward. There is power in numbers. Therefore, a prayer engine of a team of 100 people, birth ministries, push over strongholds faster. And so it is an amazing thing when we all get together in prayer in our format and pray just over each other. Amen. It is also, consider this point, I just want to just put that aside, an example. Consider the Muslim during Ramadan. I don't know if everyone knows this. During Ramadan, which is around August, the Muslim population come together in fasting and praying, and they come together in unity. And the Buddhist does the same thing in their chanting. Now, all these cults can understand the unity of hundreds of people doing the same thing. It is powerful, but it is for the wrong kingdom. So imagine that vision when the Lord showed it to Martillo, that 100 people, even imagine thousands. I use the example of 100, but imagine thousands of people. Consider the mega churches like Joe Osteen, that his prayer team, thousands of people praying for him. So it is a big deal. Amen. I'm going to continue to move forward. I'm going to talk now about the fivefold ministry. In Ephesians 4, verse 11 through 16, it says, "And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in unity of the faith." Why I'm talking about the fivefold ministry? Well, all of you that have come to this network, you've called in some form of ministry, whether you are a mom, whether you are a pastor, or maybe you don't even know what your calling is. Well, the fivefold ministry is in Scripture. There's some that are called to be prophets, some that are called to be apostles. And even in the secular world, these giftings and anointings are from the Lord. And even in the world system, you can find people that are actually born as prophets. They may not have been redeemed. The gift has not been redeemed yet. They didn't come to the Lord. But these gifts are just God-given gifts. And therefore, we want to just label it like this. The fivefold ministry is like the hand of God. It's like the apostle is like the thumb, the prophet is like the forefinger, the evangelist is like the middle finger, and the pastor is like the ring finger, and the teacher is like the little finger. And somewhere, as actually in the Ministering Spiritual Gift School, Martiel explains a little bit and goes in depth in all of this. I'm just going to touch on this very briefly. But Martiel goes very very much in depth in the school. So these are the giftings that that are in the body of Christ, and as I said, they're even in the natural world. You can see that there are giftings that are some people that are called to be teachers. Even in the secular world, they can't help but teach to you. And then there are people with a pastor's heart, and again, the gift might not be redeemed, but you can sense that there's something compassionate about that person. That person is very committed. That is the pastor. Now, understanding the fivefold ministry as it relates to the DPN vision. As you continue to be trained, if you find that this is the network that that you're called here, and you feel your purpose is here in this network, in other words, you've been coming here 6, 7, 8 times, and you just seem to always be attracted to this network, most likely you're called here. I don't know if you've got the memo yet, but most likely you're called here. And so as you continue to be trained, and this is the vision that we have, that you'd want to be properly trained. You would not only want to remain where you are. You see yourself to grow. Maybe you're one that I'm having a hard time praying right now. And these are why we're having these classes, these prayer team classes, that you can go from a place of, making level one, and you can go to become a prayer warrior, but getting the training here. So as you continue to be trained on this network through the Dynamic School of Supernatural, or maybe you taking these prayer team classes, If you do not know what you are called to do, it will be confirmed at some point as you minister with a team. Some of you are called to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Now, how does that relate to the five areas of focus that I mentioned when I told you we prayed for protection, finances? How does that relate to the five areas of focus? Now, Martia was directed by the Holy Spirit that it was critical that these coverings were to be for each person's calling. So if you're called to be a pastor, or you're sensing that, well, I'm called to be a pastor, when we pray together, these dedicated prayer are for you. In other words, protection. We're praying for your protection. We're praying for your finances, healing, for your friends and family, and for your personal ministry. And these are to shield you around you, creating a foundation for you, and focused prayer for you, for each one of us. And all the prayer warriors and the concerted efforts, dedicated prayers just to cover you and your ministries. So being connected is very important. And being solo, operating solo, the enemy attacks you. He always go after the lone sheep. But the insulation of all the prayers creates a force field. So in other words, if the enemy comes against you and you're on this network and you've been coming in, plugging in, he has to knock all of us down. So it's not just you alone. We can all have this phone call and we call each other and we lift each other up. So the enemy has to knock everybody down. Now, the Dynamic Prayer Network vision and your calling, as I mentioned, so if you're called to be a prophet here, or you're called to be a teacher here, or you're called to be an evangelist, like I mentioned, these dedicated prayers are to shield around you. We're praying for your finances. We're praying protection around you. So this is the goal and this is the vision of the Martia Swanko Ministries, and this is the vision that the Lord gave to her. Now, I want to do an activation as I finish up my points here. Zashi is, I'm going to use Zashi as an example. Just from ministering with Zashi, I know this is what the Lord has shown me, that Zashi is called as a prophet. And we're going to use Zashi as an example. And Carolyn, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Carolyn. Thank you so much. Carolyn is also a pastor. Pastor Carolyn, if you can be a part of the activation as everyone listens in on this. Zashi, we are going to ask you to pray over Zashi. And part of the areas of focus that we pray for, protection, finances, health and healing, and the friends and family, we are going to choose at the ministries. We pray for all the ministries here represented, as well as the Dynamic Prayer Network. Pastor Carolyn, will you pray over Zashi for her personal ministry as an activation? And everyone listening on mute right now, as Pastor Carolyn comes, amen.
Okay, Zashi ministry is... did you state what her ministry was? Ministry,
yes. Calling? She is called as a prophet. That is her primary gift. She has a lot of gifts and talents, but her main gift is prophet.
Okay. Father God, right now, I activate and call into being Zashi in the prophetic arena. Father, I release upon her eyes to see into the spirit realm, ears to hear clearly into the spirit realm what you are saying to her. Father God, I release in her and activate in her a stirring in her spirit that she will seek your voice continually every day. I activate her in the anointing Father God, to move forth in the prophetic calling and gifting. I activate and release every gift of the prophetic to open up to her, that she will understand, that she will walk in that prophetic gift, that she will speak prophetically, that she will see prophetically, that she will dream prophetically. I release that anointing upon her, Father God, to move boldly and courageously in that call. And I thank you. I activate her today in the anointing by the Holy Spirit of God. Today, I call her into her calling and her position in the spiritual arena as a prophet of God, a messenger of God, a hearer of God, and a deliverer of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Carolyn, for that. I just want to, as I close up, I just want to direct your attention to a couple things. I will send out an email, especially for the ones that are going to be participating in these classes. Their formats for prayer, the guidelines. Amen. Let me just scroll up to that. Okay, one second. Yes, the guidelines, so that we may keep in order and be obedient to the word. So this is the reason and the function for this, the format. So that we may keep order and be obedient to the word, we declare and decree, according to 1 Corinthians 14:40. Each participant will read a scripture on the topic they are to cover for 1 minute or less. And we divide the team of three or more people or so on. Every person must adhere to the format or the 30-minute format. And so when we're praying for the protection, finances, and all the topics I mentioned, we pray according to the guidelines. Now, the team guidelines I'm going to be sending out to those that are going to be participating in the class. And the reason being, there are different levels of prayer. There's formats to show you how to pray. And in fact, as we continue, we will also send those out to you, how to put a prayer together if you need help. There's in our database, if you need scriptures on how to pray according to the topics, there are those there for you on the network. So you can access the scripture banks on the network, and but we will also send them out to you via email of how to put a format together, especially for those that are new. We can do that for you. So thank you so much for this time, and we will continue with our classes and to teach you. But we wanted to just lay down the foundation first of what the vision is, of why we pray the way we do, and what the Lord has told us to how to get you equipped and also be there for you in the equipping and training for you as well. Thank you so much. As I turn this over now to Gina. Thank you, Gina.
Amen. Thank you, Desiree. Thank you for that wonderful teaching and just explaining to us, you know, what our mission is, and it's always wonderful to hear everything that God is doing and how God is shifting everything and just expanding the network and training us, and it's exciting. Thank you for being one of our leaders. Amen. So let's go ahead and transition into praying for the five areas.
Excuse me, Gina. Can I just ask, add one more thing?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Yes. When I first came on the network, I just the Holy Spirit just reminded me of one thing. When I first came on the network, I had dreams, visions, and yes, I did hear from the Lord, but I did not start to flow until I started to connect to this network, and then I started to take the Dynamic School of Ministry, the Ministering Gift classes. And so I'm a fruit of all of this. I'm just like everyone. Well, Pastor Carolyn is there, but like I came in, I would say, like a newborn baby into this ministry. Yes, I heard, but I didn't flow. So all of this is possible because I stepped out and I connected and I saw a vision here. When I first came on, I heard that it was a prayer line. And I just want to submit to you that it was more than just a prayer line. It became a prayer network. It became a source for me. And so all my teaching, even the ability to present this vision and the message to you, was birthed out of just the obedience of saying, yes, Lord, and stepping out. So I'm basically getting a lot of training here that I would not have gotten many places. And not many places allow you to stand in the pulpit and take the microphone because there's fear of so many different things. So I just wanted to just submit that to you. Thank you so much. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Desiree. And it's the same for a lot of us that joined the network as well. So it's definitely been a testimony. We're so grateful for this network. So as we're going to pray for the five areas, I want to go ahead and ask if there's anybody who's on who will only be listening tonight. Please let me know, and then I'll be going ahead in order with the area. We'll be having two people per section. So is there anybody who's not going to be praying tonight?
Yes, this is Everlina. Tonight I will be listening.
Everlina?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, Stephanie will not.
Okay. Thank you.
Carolyn, I'm a setback tonight too. I'm trying to fight off a little headache on me right now. So this Carolyn, I'm gonna be on, but I won't be praying.
Thank you. Okay.
And Audrey, myself, I'm listening, but I'm not doing anything more. And just to say something, I can't. Your webpage on the internet. I'm having difficulties getting through to you all email because I was trying to connect to you guys since last night through the information on the internet and I could not. Something is wrong. We don't have like a zip code here and things like that. And every time I fill in the forms and sent it, it just said error. It never went through. So maybe
that
you guys would
be,
have to...
That might be because your browser has blocked the page, possibly, a firewall or a virus.
I did receive something about thank you for your interest. I went on the home page and I filled in the form that was there on contact. That went through, but the prayer request box and intercession box and prayer team, all of those other boxes, I could not go through. So Emily had to send me the email, and then I got it. But then I tried to send her an email from my side, and it didn't go through.
Okay. Could you do me a favor?
I can receive message. I can receive information from you, but I can't send any. And I have to. I told Emily to give me a couple of days so that I can find out what the problem is.
Right.
And I'll get back to her next week sometime.
Okay, no problem. I was just going to say, if you Skype me tomorrow, maybe I can help you by looking at your screen through Skype.
I really don't even know how to use that Skype thing. I used it years ago, and I haven't touched it since then. I wouldn't lie to you.
Okay, well, go ahead and just try on your side, and then we'll just go from there. I don't want to interrupt the meeting, but
okay. All
try
right.
that, and then we'll go from there, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Amen. And there's a phone number here that I just wanted to know who it was. Area code 413.
That's Audrey. That's
Audrey.
That is Audrey.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I didn't recognize here. Thank you. Thank you, Audrey. Okay. So if everybody can please grab a piece of paper. And just like Desiree had mentioned, if you could look up a scripture as well with that topic, we can declare the prayer with the word of God. So for protection, I'm going to go ahead and ask Annette and Emily to please pray for protection. Then for finance and business, I'm going to ask Arundhita and Karen. Then for health, I'm going to ask, it'll be myself and Pastor Joshua. Then for friends and family, I'm going to have Desiree and Peter Gay. For a Dynamic Prayer Network and Ministries Represented, I'm going to have Violet and Sachi. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Great. So let's go ahead and start with protection with Annette. Amen.
She's on mute.
Annette? Okay, we're going to go ahead and continue. Emily, if you can pray for protection.
Okay. And Psalm 112:7, it says, "He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord." And we are trusting the Lord because His protection is all around us. And we thank You, Father, for Your divine protection on each and every single one of us, Father. And we thank You for being our shelter and our shield. And we thank You, Father, that no weapon formed against us will prosper, Isaiah 54:17. So, Lord Jesus, I praise You and thank You for Your protecting hand over each and every single one of us, that no harm, no evil will come against us, Father. And we praise You and thank You, Father, that You are always there for us, protecting us, guiding us, and just being there, surrounding us like a bubble around us. And we praise You and thank You. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I believe Annette had fallen off, so we'll just continue without her. Father God, I'm going to go ahead and pray for protection. Dear Lord, we just thank You, Lord, for tonight. We thank You, Lord, for the protection, Lord, that is over us tonight, Father, the protection over the network, Lord, for Your hand, Father, that that covers us, Father. And Lord God, I pray, Lord, for protection over our nation, Lord, that you just keep Your hand over us, Father. And Lord God, I just declare 1 John 4:4, "Dear children, you belong to God, so you have won the victory over these people, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world." And Lord, we thank You, Lord, because Your protection covers us, Lord, because we are Your children, Lord, and You've said in Your word that there's victory, Father. So, Father God, tonight I just declare that over us, Lord, that we are victoriously protected, Lord, that You have Your angels, Your warrior angels around us, over our homes, over our finances, Lord, and You're protecting each and every one of us tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Arundhita, for finance and business.
Father God, we just come before You, Father God, and ask, Father God, for provision, Father God, in our finances, in our business, Father God. I pray, Father God, that You would just give us the mind of Christ, Father God, so that we can become entrepreneurs, Father God, that we would have our provision, Father God, that we would keep our finances in order, Father God, for a rainy day, Father God, according to Deuteronomy 28:11. "And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of the cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in which the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give, Father God." Such is decree and declare, Father God, Deuteronomy 28:11, Father God. And I just pray, Father God, that You would just give us the provisions, Father God, that You said, Father God, that You would provide for the birds, how much more will you provide for us, your willing Father, that do more and abundantly, Father God. And I just pray, Father God, protection on our finances, on our houses, Father God, on our jobs, Father God. I pray for breakthroughs, promotions, Father God, and new provisions, Father God. Father God, I just pray the appointed time in each and every one of our times, Father God, and that we'll be good stewards of what you have given us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Lord, for your sustaining power financially over our lives, God. God, we thank you, God, for the prophetic spirit, God, that is opened up for our finances to flow, God, supernaturally in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we lift up our eyes unto the hills from which cometh our help financially. And we know, God, that our help cometh from you financially, which made heaven and earth. And God, we know, Lord, that you will not suffer our foot to be moved, God, that you will keep us, God, that we will not slumber, and that you will not allow our appointed to slumber, God, been ordained into our hands for such a time as this, God. Oh, God, you can keep Israel, God, without slumber nor sleep. And we can keep our way to our finances, God, to come from God, to come from the remote places of this earth, God, to be into our hands, God, to do the divine work of the ministry that you have called us to do, Lord. Set our right hand, Lord. Not our finances by night, nor the moon by night. We thank you, God, for preserving our finances for all people. God, to handle the financial flow that you have for us for some this, God. And we thank you, God, for preserving our finances from going out and taking for
amen. Dear Lord, we just, Father God, tonight we just lift up, Lord, every person, Lord, that has pain, Lord, that is dealing with any sickness in their body, Father. And Lord, we just declare Isaiah 53, Lord, that says, surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. He was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that by your wounds we were healed, Father. And we just declare healing, Lord, over every person on this line that has sickness, that has disease. We just cancel all disease and sickness in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just pray that healing, Lord, will not only be physical, Father, but that you also do an emotional healing, Lord, healing of the mind, healing of the heart, healing of brokenness, Father, Lord, that wants to grow and manifest in a physical matter, Father, and in the name of Jesus, we cancel that now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord, for the healing that we're receiving tonight, in Jesus' name, amen. Joshua, for health and healing.
Yes, Heavenly Father, amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, your word says, you said in your word, Lord Jesus, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out devils. Father God, in the name of Jesus, tonight, Father God, we send your word to everyone that is healed, everyone that is ill, everyone that is dealing with sickness. And Father God, in Jesus' name, we stand that your word might heal them and deliver them from all their infirmities, deliver them from death itself. Father God, in Jesus' name, tonight we command the sick to be healed in Jesus' name. We command the dead to be raised in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we rebuke the spirit of death. In Jesus' name, and we call resurrection life into those bodies. In Jesus' name, dead body, we release resurrection life in Jesus' name. We say, rise up in the name of Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name, now in Jesus' name, we command the lepers to be healed in Jesus' name. Father God, and we cast out devils. You watch it, these signs shall accompany those that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. Demons, each and we cast out demons to fight in the name of Jesus. Devils, demons of infirmity, we cast you out. Be removed to the sea in the name of Jesus. We command everyone with mental illness in Jesus' name, come into your right mind in the name of Jesus. We cast out those diseases from mental illness from you in the name of Jesus. Father God, your word says, behold, I've given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Father God, in Jesus, we come against all the power of the enemy that he has mobilized against people's mind to take their mind and their identity and their sovereignty from them. In Jesus' name, be removed and be cast into the sea. In Jesus' name, we tread on you, serpents, scorpions, and the powers of the enemy. We tread on you in Jesus' name. And nothing shall by any means harm us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father, we just thank you, and we want to decree for our friends and family of everyone here tonight, Lord God. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14. The Word of God says, but thanks be to God, he has made us his captives. Also it says, but thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession, and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere. And so, Father, I decree, Lord God, over each person represented here tonight, that, Lord God, in every household that your sons and daughters are in, Lord God, that you will lead them in your triumphal procession, and that, Lord God, your fragrance will permeate each family here tonight. And Father, Lord God, where there's schisms, where there's separation, where there's disunity, that, Father, your fragrance will just be upon your children and your sons and daughter as they go through and have to mingle with their families in the name of Jesus. And we decree over every situation where there's prodigals, we decree that they're coming in. Where there's marriages that are out of whack, that, Lord God, you are putting them into order. And that, Father, Lord God, that you are perfecting your love in these families in Jesus' name, and that you are taking them from the kingdom of darkness into your light. And so, Father, we thank you for each person here. We just decree blessing over their households and over their friends and families in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I lift up all our friends and families. I ask you to continue to protect, guide, and nourish them with your grace and grant them mercy. As it is written in Job chapter 16:20, verse 20 to 21, my intercessor is my friend. As my eyes pour out tears to God, on behalf of a man, he pleads with God as one pleads for a friend. Lord, I want to thank you for all our friends and family, and I want to ask you to please grant them the salvation and continue to grant them mercy in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Violet for DPN and then Sachi.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the privilege of prayer. We thank you for the network. Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together except they be in agreement? Father, we just thank you that the network will be in agreement, Father. We just thank you, Father, for the sensitivity, the unity. We thank you, Father, as they work together, Father, that, oh, there will be more love, more joy. And we thank you for the vision, Father, that each might, oh, Father, take the vision and not be concerned about themselves, but it's all about you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh, God, that the duty and the responsibility of the vision will be given each something to do in the name of Jesus. We pray for maintaining order in the group of setting guidelines according to spiritual
principles, Lord. We thank you that it be nurtured, Father, that they might help one another to develop Christian character, Father, which be knitted together in love, Father. We just thank you, Father, that these leaders might be mature, Father, and be willing to wait before God and remain teachable in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the network. We just praise you, Father, and that it might increase, Father, and that it might progress in the name of Jesus. Oh, we just thank, oh God, that it might be obeyed. Spiritual authority, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that as they pray together, Lord, that your prayers will be answered, Lord, and that we promote harmony and keep up all the prayers within the community of one another. The vision will go forth in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We just praise you. There'll be, Lord, more and more of you, Lord. We just thank you that there'll be no need for finance. There'll be all that they need you will provide, Father, and your will be done in the group, Father. We just praise you. But thank you, Father, that you are God. We come against any evil spirit, anything not of thee. We ask that you cast it out. We decree that it will be grow. It will be more and more and better than it is in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you and we just lift it up in the name of Jesus. We pray for each and every one who participates, Father, that they might be supported by each other. And we put a head of protection around them, Father, that you might, oh, Father, help them to put on the whole armor of God and might be able to stand in evil days. We just thank you and we just praise you for this network, Father. We just pray that you would just take full control and let it be you, Father, be number one, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Dear Father, Lord, and your word says in Ezekiel 37:4, it says, speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. So, Lord, we pray over every single personal ministry that's on this line, Lord, and for the Dynamic Prayer Network, that we speak breath into these ministries, Lord, that we speak life, Lord, that these ministry keeps growing, Lord, that it's just, it's going to be 10 times the full that you already have for us, Lord. We already see it. We already proclaim it, Lord, and we speak life into these ministries, Lord. Lord, may the Dynamic Prayer Network keep growing, Lord. May it keep financially being better, Lord. May we have the tools that we need and may we have enough harvesters to go ahead and be able to provide more ministry work, Lord, for everyone, Lord. Lord, may we be able to go ahead and have our own personal ministries and just be able to grow them as well, Lord. They're all for you, Lord. And Lord, thank you for giving us the word that we need to be able to provide for these ministry, Lord. Lord, may we be humbled and be able to hear your word clearly on where we need to be, Lord. Lord, may we just keep stepping out in faith and not by sight, Lord, to be able to provide for these ministries, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you for everything that you've provided and for the vision that you've casted out to us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everyone. I'm going to go ahead and just make some announcements. Well, I know Desiree had already said some announcements, but as we finish this, actually, no, I apologize. We're going to go into a time of worship and our tithes and offerings, and I'd like to invite Pastor Joshua to lead during this time. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Yes, good evening. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, Lord, but in Jesus' name. Your word says that you have given us freely all things to enjoy. And Father God, your word says that we are only giving to you what you first given unto us. And so, Father, Lord God, in Jesus, we bring our tithes and our offering before you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Father God, confident of this very thing, that you who has begun a good work in us will see to it and will fulfill it, by God, until the day of Christ. And so, Father, since Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith, Father God, as we step out in faith and we give our tithes and our offerings, Father God, we expect, Lord God, and we declare Father God, that the windows of heaven have been opened over us. The devourer has been rebuked for our sakes. Father God, our fruit and all the seeds that we've sown will not die in the field, but rather they will reach our hands. Father God, we command the harvest to come into our hands. We decree that the blessings of gold, silver, and gold, Father God, are accumulating in our hands, Father God, for us to make an impact in this earth, for our station to be bettered in life, in the name of Jesus, for us to be a better representative of you, Father Lord God, in Jesus' name, we speak life to every dream that has been given up that has been given up on, every hope that seems to have escaped your people. Father God, in the name of Jesus, every expectation that seems like it won't come to pass, Father God, we speak life to it now in Jesus' name. Businesses, dreams, come to life in the name of Jesus. We command doors of opportunity to open again in the name of Jesus. All of those, if I had only said yes to that opportunity, Father God, we command doors of opportunity to open. Father God, to bless your children financially in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in Jesus' name, someone whose heart needs to be stronger, Father Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in order for them to be able to seize the opportunity, Father God, we command strength, courage is entering into that person's heart now in the name of Jesus. You see, sister, be daughter of the Most High God. Be strengthened with might by God's Spirit in the inner man. We say you will succeed in the name of Jesus. You will succeed in the name of Jesus. And this time you will go run very far in financially in Jesus' name. And that your status will be raised in your family in Jesus' name. We bless you tonight. And we bless your people tonight and we receive the offering. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us go to dynamicprayer.net and click on Give. And there, give with the various options of text to give, the Sprint, and PayPal. You know, so let us go ahead and do that. And also, the address is also there in that place for those who need to mail it in, who will prefer to mail it in. In Jesus' name, God bless you. And thank you for everything you do for the ministry and enabling us to do what God has called us to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Joshua. So just some quick reminders for the rest of the week. Tomorrow, yesterday we started on the Daniel fast, and just tomorrow we're having our teaching by Martillo, and also it's orientation night, and we have also teaching and activation. And then Thursday we have teaching on intercession. We're doing intercession on Thursdays and prayer on Tuesdays. And then Friday we have communion, and we have teaching, and song, and worship time. So that's our new schedule for the week. We want to, again, invite everybody to join us for intercession at 8 p.m. from 8 to 9. And if you have a heart to intercede for intercession, please join us. And also to make sure you RSVP nightly with your prayer requests, and we have a team that is praying for those prayer requests. So we're going to go ahead and thank everybody who joined us tonight, and we're going to ask that the partners and the students, ministers in training, to go ahead and stay as we enter into the last part of our call. And and I'm not sure if Desiree, you have any other announcements?
You did. We were excited on Monday when we took a look at all the fasting. The Daniel fast is in session, And we're absolutely excited. You can go to the dynamicprayer.net and just look at the tab under fasting to see what not to what you would like to include in your diet, the Daniel diet. And there are things on the network as well too, of recipes and things that you can use during the Daniel fast. But we have over 13 people have joined us, and we need more because, like I mentioned earlier, the more people that are fasting, the more people that are praying, there's power in numbers. So just let your friends know and that we're fasting together. Maybe you have people that may want to fast and there's breakthrough. Amen for everyone here. Amen. It's exciting.
Amen. That's amazing. Yes. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and again, just let me see who else is here. Are there anybody that had made a had called the office to receive a personal ministry tonight, Desiree or Martiel?
Not that I know of.
No?
Okay.
Is it too late to act?
I'm sorry, who's speaking?
Peter Gay.
Peter Gay, the personal ministry is for those that are partners and those that have partnering with the company. Are you a partner?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a partner. No, ma'am. I guess not.
Because the partners are the ones that have committed, and that's $35 a month. And it's if can be taken out of your tithe and offering if you're giving to a church. If the network is part of the place, a source that is giving you food, what we say in all the emails that you would tithe to the ministry, maybe part of your tithe. And so if you'd like to be a partner, because the partners come into the training center, you can do that. And also, the people that have come on for the first time, they're allowed to come in and check out the training center, so the first-timers actually do get ministered to. But the partners and the students go into the training centers, and the students minister to the partners or the guests that have made appointments. Amen. Yes, so if you'd like to partner with the ministry, we can just give us a call at 561-235-2335, and we can just let you know. But there's lots of benefits. Actually, the training center is a perk and a benefit for the partners. So you get that personal ministry. You do get the counseling. So it's awesome. Amen.
No problem. And I just have another question. Hello?
I'm sorry. Say that again?
Yeah, when I'm paying for the, can I do the cash and the tithe at the same time? Or do I have to do two separate transactions?
You can do them at the same time. The office will take a look at it. Just go ahead and just do it. If you can just go to dynamicprayer.net and go into Stripe. Even although it's not there, just put it there, and the office will be able to, they'll be able to tell.
Okay, thank you.
Just put your total in there.
Okay. Thank you. Have a nice night.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, Desiree. This is Karen. I have put in my $15.
Karen, can you give me a text, please? Can you text me so that they can, I don't want to tie it up anymore.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and move into this next section. Let's see, I also have, we want to thank everyone again for joining us tonight. So we have Aaron Dita, we have Pastor Joshua, we have Sachi, and then I have here Stephanie. Are you still on? Thank you so much.
Yes, I am. I have a question. Are y'all? I'm a little confused, and I apologize. Are y'all doing? I heard the first part from 9 o'clock, and then I had to move away from the phone for the last 10 or 15 minutes. Are y'all getting ready to go into another class at this time? And I apologize.
Yes. Oh, no, it's okay. I'm glad you're asking the question. Yes, this is we're going into another part of the call, which is for the students and ministers in training. And we pray and do personal ministry. So you have to become,
okay.
You have to be a partner or be a student. And that's at the 10 o'clock
okay.
hour. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so well, thank you so much.
Okay, wonderful. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good night.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. Okay, great. And then let me just double check real quick. We also want to thank Ashley. Thank you, Ashley, for joining us tonight. Are you still on? I mean, sorry, Audrey. I apologize. Audrey, are you still on, Audrey?
Yeah, I'm still here, and I'm trying to find out about the fasting, about the Titan. I need some
Audrey
help because my computer
right?
is not. Hmm?
If Audrey's new, she's one that you could minister to, Gina or Sasha. You were asking about, you know, if anyone signed up because she's new. If you wanted to.
Sure. Okay. I wasn't sure.
You've got to explain that to her. She's brand new. She probably doesn't know. So.
Okay. So, sure. Audrey, what we do in this second part, this last part is we do personal ministry. So we'd like to invite you, if you'd like to join this this part of the call, and we can pray for you.
Yeah, I'm really interested in this ministry. I want to join. I'm trying to find out how I can. I'll call Emily and ask her, you know, to lead me because I can't get through like I explained. I'm trying to find the pages. Yeah.
It's okay.
No worries.
We'll worry about that at another time. Just let them
minister. Okay. Okay.
Okay, great. And
yeah,
then,
I'd like to participate for this session.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. I'm glad you're staying.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I also have here Karen. We want to thank you, Karen. Karen, are you a partner?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Thank you. Okay, so let's go ahead and get in transition. Everyone, all the students can go ahead and we can press in. Let's go ahead and press in for Audrey. And let me pray before we start this section. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your word, Father. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here. And we just ask you, Lord, that you speak to us tonight, Lord, that we can release a word from heaven, Lord, and that we can bless each other, Lord, to edify, Lord, your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So we can just all press in for and pray for Audrey. Amen.
Audrey, this is Sachi, and I have a word for you.
Yes?
I was praying, and when Gina was praying, what I saw was your name, but what I saw also was these purple balloons and just your whole name, like, in deep purple. And I know that the Lord, what he was telling me is was, daughter, I know that you are going through a season that you have been transitioning from one point to the next. And right now, I just want to congratulate you that you have been successful in completing that other session. So now you're going into a new transition that you're going to be going and you're going to be growing even more. And this is just a celebration moment that he wants to give you. So we celebrate with you this new session that you are going into. And I just feel like it has also to do with the healing, because it's just this deep purple that I saw. And I just feel like that you're going into this whole healing renewal, and it's like you're being transformed. And I just want to pray that over you. So, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for showing Audrey that she has completed this session, that she has gone through that, through this trial, and that she is getting the healing and the new process that you are putting her through, Lord, that you are giving her this new vision into her life, Lord, that she is being renewed and re-given more strength, Lord. So, Lord, thank you for providing the healing that she's needed, Lord, and that she's going to keep completing, Lord. So, Lord, thank you for the love that you've always provided. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
This is Desiree. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We're still giving words to Audrey.
Yes, we are.
I lost you for a little bit there. Audrey, I saw a huge smile. This is Desiree. I saw a huge smile. And what I was sensing that the Father is pleased with you. Daughter, I am pleased with you. I saw you going into what looked like uncharted territory. I saw a canoe like Pocahontas. I don't know if you know who Pocahontas is. Pocahontas is a Native American Indian that helped. She was very strategic in the putting together of territories when the United States in the early days was uncharted territory. So she was strategic in helping John Smith going into uncharted territories in the United States before it became a nation as we know it. And so I saw you in a canoe, and what I saw, there was awe and wonder as you came into these territories with boldness of heart because of your faith, because you're one that say, oh God, give it to me, I want to do. And that's what I saw, that smile and that pleasing of the Father's heart. And that's why he was smiling at you. And I saw him point his finger where to go. And with a happy heart, you went into it. And after I saw him point towards that, I saw that there is a Caleb anointing. Caleb was in the Old Testament. I don't know if you know that part where when they were in the wilderness and they came out, Joshua and Caleb were the one that went into the promised land. And that anointing to just go get it, in the spirit is on you. And so I saw you taking your territories. And because of your faith, that childlike faith to just go and do what God's saying, he's just happy with you. So I just want to just bless you with that word. Father, I thank you for your daughter, Audrey, Lord God, and that, Father, nothing you're going to withhold from her. No good thing will you withhold from your daughter because she pleases you with her faith. And so, Father, I thank you for putting such a heart in her. I thank you, Lord God, as she continues to just move forward in those uncharted territories in your name, that, Lord God, that you will just give her the desires of her heart. Thank you so much, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, Audrey. This is Gina. And
yes.
I also saw the word nation right before Desiree started speaking. I saw the Lord was showing me the word nations. I'm going into the nations proclaiming the word of God, that you're a woman of authority. And a woman of influence, and that the Lord was going to put you strategically around people of influence and government, because he kept saying nations, even like United Nations came to, that was another word that came. And I want to pray that over you, that the Lord will, that you will have boldness to influence and to shift whatever is the environment that's in when you're with such people, and that the word of God can be released through you. Amen. Dear Lord, I thank you for Audrey, Lord. Thank you for bringing her on the network, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for her calling, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for every dream that you've given her, Lord. Thank you for every dream, Lord, that you've placed in her heart, that you birthed in her, Father. And I just cast out that spirit of fear, Lord, that keeps coming over her, Lord, and this that you can give her that courage, Father, and that she'll have that boldness in the spirit to speak out, Lord, when you want her to speak, when you want her to pray, Father. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, because you showed us tonight, where you showed me about the nations, Lord, and that you're going to use her within the nations, Lord, that she's going to be a voice that speaks and releases your word, Father. And I thank you that you're opening up doors for her, strategic doors, Lord, of influence, and that you will use her mightily to represent your kingdom. In Jesus' name, we bless her tonight. Amen and amen. Anyone else have a word for Audrey?
Audrey, this is Erin, and I saw the word confirmation. So I was sensing that you needed a confirmation from God. I have 1 Kings 8:56. Blessed the Lord hath given rest upon his people of Israel according to all that he promised. There had not failed one word of his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses. And let this my words within, I have made supplication before the Lord, be nigh unto the Lord our God, day and night, that he may maintain the cause of his servants and the cause of his people, Israel, at all times, as the matter shall require, that all the people of earth may know the Lord is God and that there is no one else. So, Father God, I just pray, Father God, that you have given her the confirmation, Father God, that she needs the revelation, Father God, to proceed to her next step, Father God. I pray, Father God, that she obeys your word, Father God, that she will maintain her word and your promise to you as she will come to know you, to seek you, Father God, in your promised land. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Joshua. The word I heard for you was blessedness. And it was in Romans chapter 4, verse 6. Even as David also describes the blessedness of the man or the woman, the person, unto whom God imputed righteousness without works. And basically it's talking about God crediting righteousness apart from works. You know, God qualifying the unqualified. God putting something in your hand without you working your fingers to the bone to obtain it. Because the Bible says that according to the law, the one who does these things will live by them. But the next verse says, but the righteousness which is of faith speaks. And so instead of having maybe in another life you had to do, but now the things that God has set up for you, now they must be spoken. And as they are spoken, when they are spoken in obedience to the Lord, they will come to pass, because the blessedness that God has spoken will come to pass. God is imputing righteousness for these things that He has promised. He's imputing it unto you. It's putting you in the right place, in the right standing, to obtain these things in Jesus' name. And we prophesy over your life in the name of Jesus that all the things that you've been believing of, all the things that God has spoken concerning you, in Jesus' name, begin to come to pass in your life in the name of Jesus. We decree that as you order your conversation aright in the name of Jesus, that God, all these things begin to be added unto you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Did everybody give a word? All students were able to release a word. I'm trying to see here. It's hard to see here. Amen. Audrey, we pray that the word that was released was a blessing for you.
Yeah. I just praise the Lord. Give God all the glory. And I thank each and every one of you whom the Lord used to speak these words, His words, to me now.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. We bless you in the Lord, and this is the blessing of the ministry, that we can be able to do this as students and edify the body and edify each other. So amen. We're so happy you came on tonight. We have time for one more person for tonight. And
Gina, I have some words for some people, if that's okay.
Okay. Yes, go ahead.
Erin, I have a word for you. This is Sachi, by the way. You might want to write the scripture down.
Okay.
And it's Psalm 19:10.
Okay.
And it says, they are more desirable than gold. Yes, that much fine gold. sweeter also than honey, and the drippings of a honeycomb. And the Lord, what he showed me was that he showed me these leaves, and what he showed me was that these leaves become gold, and that's how he's touched you. So he says, daughter, I have touched your most inner, intimate parts of yourself, and I have given you God-given gifts. You are to use them, and don't be afraid. I have given you these specific gifts because you are to use them. Do not be afraid and just step out in faith. So I just want to pray that over you. Lord, thank you for providing that information for Erin, Lord, for my sister, Lord, that she can step out in those gifts that he has given her, Lord, that he has given her from birth, Lord. Lord, thank you for always showing her how much you love her and how much you've touched her life personally, Lord. So in the name of Jesus we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Desiree, I have word for you as well. This is Machi. What I saw was I feel like the Lord showed me that you were fasting and praying for a family member, and that there's some type of worry that for some family member. And I just want to let you know that the Lord is hearing you, and he knows exactly who you're praying for and what's going to happen. And the Lord says not to worry about the outcome, that the outcome is going to be positive and everything's going to work out as it's supposed to be.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Desiree, this is Erin. I saw a clear globe like a ball, and I see like part of your life that you've seen from like the beginning, but you have come in full circle, and that you're able to see. And I had Genesis 1:26, and God said, "Let us make Desiree in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So, Father God, I thank you for my sister Desiree, Father God, that you have given her dominion, that she has come in full circle, Father God. And I just pray, Father God, that she's able to see, Father God, the beginning to the end, Father God, that you have given her that ability, Father God, that vision, Father God, that clarity, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. This is Desiree, and this word is for Karen. Karen, I saw you, I saw this bowl of salad. It looks like a salad bowl, and it was full of lettuce and tomatoes and all these different greens. And there came like the spoons and the lever, and started to toss the salad and tossed it up. And as I continued to look, the words came, "I have given you gifts and talents, but because you ask me to use you, so I'm going to do it. Because he will choose what will come forth." And he's saying, "I will choose what will come forth, not what you decide." And I saw it was uncomfortable for you because you like things in a certain pattern. But because you said yes to the Lord, and because the whole salad thing is for his glory, he's tossing up everything because he likes it, because the Holy Spirit likes to do that. So he's tossing up everything. And so this will look different for you. You're not going to look the same anymore because you ask him to do it. So what he's going to do, he started to toss the salad and start to toss up your gifts, and it became uncomfortable. But know this, that it is him. And so he's going to get the glory, and he's going to get the honor because you said yes, and you wanted him to do it. Amen. This is Desiree. Martiel, are you there? This word is for you.
I saw
the word crack the whip, and I saw the whip went into motion, and you started to put things in order. Amen.
Thank you.
And the Lord keeps asking me to for all of us to press in for Aaron. I know that Sachi had already released a word for Aaron, but if the rest of us can press in for Aaron, amen. Aaron, hi, this is Gina. The Lord showed me a Ferris wheel, and he says, all things may seem as though they're spinning, but I will stop the spinning in my time. I kind of like there's stuff that is kind of like up in the air, but that he's purposely allowing some things to spin until he stops it. It's his perfect timing. And not to lose faith, because he's controlling your life. He's in control of every, it's like every little, the Ferris wheel has like little, those little, I guess little, you know, little seats. And then some of them, you know, have a cover and they're like nobody can fall out. And then he has everything in a certain order. So in his time, he will stop each one and release what he needs to do in your life. So I want to pray that over you. But God, I thank you, Lord, for this vision, Lord, of a Ferris wheel, Lord, representing Aaron's life. Father, I thank you for her life. I thank you, Lord, that you are increasing her faith. Father, that you're increasing, Lord, her prayer time with you, that you're increasing that communion with her, Father, as she is patient to wait on you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, because you are strategically moving every part of her life for it to fall exactly in the order that it needs to fall, Lord. And I just ask that you cover her in the name of Jesus, that you cover your daughter, that you give her peace, supernatural peace, Lord, and that, Lord, that she's reminded of your promises, Lord, as she waits on you, Father, and you strengthen her, Lord, and her faith is increased, Lord. In Jesus' name we bless her. Amen.
Thank you, Jenna.
Amen. Aaron, this is Martiel. And what I heard for you is the scripture, don't be discouraged or dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee. And trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path and make it sure. And then I saw a picture of you praising him in the midst of a storm. And it was hard to do, but you were doing it. And then I saw a smile come on your face. And it was the sensing I got was at this point in your life, through the storm, you got to the point where nothing else matters anymore but him. And you just found happiness in him.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Aaron, this is Desiree. And I got something very similar. I guess your father wants you to know this. I saw you dressed like Madeleine, the little girl in the French book, Madeleine. And you had on the beautiful little coat, and you had your little bobby socks, and you had your little patent leather shoes and the Mary Janes. And you had this big lollipop in your mouth. And you were holding your daddy's hand. And your father was, there was a sense of security and a sense of peace because you were holding his hands and you were looking out. And so what I was also sensing too from that there was a trust and a comfort even in the middle of all of this. And so it's a place of just trusting in the Lord, a trusting in Him. He has your hands. He has everything, because I saw you very content as you suck your little lollipop. But there was just this incredible protection of just being in His hand. And so, Father, I just thank you for that sense of peace and the sense of trust as, Lord God, as this time for your daughter. And Father, I thank you that no one can take her out of the palm of your hand. I thank you nothing can separate the connection. And so, Father, I thank you for just this leap of faith and the leap of extreme trust in you. Faith like a little child. Thank you, Father, just secure in your love. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Desiree. Pastor Joshua, do you have anything for Aaron?
No, thank you.
Okay, amen. Okay, so I just want to go ahead and thank everyone for coming on the network, the Dynamic Prayer Network tonight. And I just want to close us out in a good night prayer. And again, just encourage you and to have you come on tomorrow, as Martia will be teaching tomorrow, and the teaching and activation. And I want to just pray a special covering over each of us as God is calling us for more. And I just want to pray that over you guys and just bless you tonight for your faithfulness to be on the call tonight against all oppression, against everything that may want to come, technology, you know, the line not being up, things happening, you know, to our last breath, you know, we'll be loyal and listen to the voice of God to be a part of this network as long as, you know, until He comes back. So I just want to pray that for us tonight. Dear Lord, just thank you, Lord, for your love and for your grace, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the supernatural strength, Father. Thank you that we hear your voice, Father, calling us, directing us, guiding us, Lord, every step, every day of our life, Lord. And we're so grateful that we have that privilege to hear you, Lord. And Lord, I just pray for my brothers and sisters on the call tonight, Lord. I pray a special covering of protection, a hedge of protection over them, even tonight as they rest, as they go to sleep. Lord, that your peace will cover them tonight, Lord, that they will not have any mind battle, and that they will have the mind of Christ. We just declare that over them tonight, Lord, that your peace will cover them tonight, Lord, and that they will dream and they will rest, and that tomorrow, Lord, they'll be awoken with fresh ideas and freshness of your presence, Lord, in their lives, Lord. Bless their families, Lord. Bless their jobs. Bless their finances, Lord. Bless them, Lord, for their faithfulness, Lord, their commitment to this network, Father God. And a special blessing for Martio, Father, for her heart, Lord, and her obedience, Lord, to lead us, Lord, and also for Desiree, Father God. Lord, we just bless us. We bless us tonight, Lord, as we finish this call. And we're excited about all that you're doing on the network and in our lives, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good night, everyone.
Night.
Night. Night. Night.